And I got sleepy. And I just laid my paper down and got up. And I started to lock my back door. And I went in and laid down, went to sleep. And I reckon I must have slept. Well, it happened about 4 o'clock, a few minutes after 4, and I laid down. And I waked up. I intend to get on up. And just as I waked up good and I was fixing to get up, there was a nigger with his ringers in there. I believe it was a white man. Had on old blue pants. He just turned his shirt over his head. Come by and picked up what I just opened a can of canned goods with a bayonet with an 8-inch blade. Had it in his hand, draw back, walk right over, and I couldn't see who he was. He wanted the money. I stood there, just lay there in the bed and looked at him. I was trying to recognize, get move around, but he got trembling, got nervous. So I just told him, I says, well, I ain't got but a little. And he kept watching my hand, kept trembling, and I give him a pocketbook. He took to look at it. He said, how much in here? I said, it's $400-$500. You ain't got no more around you. What's in that trunk in there? I said, ain't a thing enough. Some old rags, clothes. He got my shotgun there. He kicked on out and I didn't move. I usually always have 3 or 4 guns in the house, but I didn't have but that one and it wouldn't have shot. I got up, started to get up. He tipped back and told me, you better not get up, man. Come out here. There's a man out here going to shoot you. When he turned back, I thought he was gone. I got up and tipped out. I didn't have nothing but axe sitting there. My axe sitting up in the corner. I got up and come on in here, peeked, and I saw the back door open. I tipped the door and looked, but couldn't see nobody. I shut the door and locked it. I walked out the door and a car went this way. I couldn't holler at him and stop him. The time I got out and young call, news got over. Back over them folks over yonder. Sheriff come here and they told him that fella come over yonder said he saw a nigger jump in the car with my gun and went yonder way. Well, that could have been the man went this way. What told it he saw a nigger go yonder way. They looked and they ain't never found him yet. That sheriff told me here not long ago that they think they got him in Dallas. He knowed me ever who he was. Mm-hmm. Knowed how to get in the house and everything. Even my dog didn't bark.
So it had to have been someone from around here.
Huh?
It would have had to have been someone from around here.
Well, they claim he'd been here cutting hay with some of them folks and lived on this other road over there. He knowed me. Mm-hmm. They went in this girl's house up here, my sister's girl. Tore a door down, got all, she didn't get nothing but $102 of baby's money. If I'd been given a penny and fruit jars and she had them around, they got all them and a quarter of nickels people would be giving them. So they got all that, they ain't never found out. It cost them about $50-$75 for the door and locks that broke off the door.
We're talking about food and things. Did you ever kill a hog?
I said, did I ever kill one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, many one.
How do you do that?
I've always been shooting them .22 rifle. But if you ain't got a .22 rifle, take your axe and hit him like between your eyes. Kill him then. Take your butcher knife, stick it in his throat and bleed him.
What different parts of meat do you eat from the hog?
I get everything but the feet and head. I usually always give the head away.
Mm-hmm.
I clean them all, but they eat, some of them eat the head, some of them make sauce out of it. The feet, they boil them, some of them pickle them. Some of them eat them like boil them and fry them.
Mm-hmm.